Books on Tape presents March Violets by Philip Kerr, read by John Lee. Berlin, 1936. First man, have you noticed how the March Violets have managed to completely overtake party veterans like you and me? Second man, you're right. Perhaps if Hitler had also waited a little before climbing onto the Nazi bandwagon, he'd have become Führer quicker too. Schwarze Korps, November 1935. Chapter 1. Stranger things happen in the dark dreams of the great persuader. This morning, at the corner of Friedrichstrasse and Jägerstrasse, I saw two men, S.A. men, unscrewing a red Der Stürmer showcase from the wall of a building. Der Stürmer is the anti-Semitic journal that's run by the Reich's leading Jew-baiter, Julius Streicher. The visual impact of these display cases, with their semi-pornographic line drawings of Aryan maids in the voluptuous embraces of long-nosed monsters, tends to attract the weaker-minded reader, providing him with cursory titillation. Respectable people have nothing to do with it. Anyway, the two S.A. men placed the Sturmkasten in the back of their lorry next to several others. They did their work none too carefully, because there were at least a couple which had broken glass covers. An hour later, I saw the same two men removing another one of these Sturmkasten from outside a tram stop in front of the town hall. This time I went up to them and asked what they were doing. "It's for the Olympiad," said one. "We're ordered to..."